There's also a probe into the possibility active duty and reserve service members may have been involved.
Seattle police officials say two of their officers have been placed on leave, and fire departments in Florida and New York City told federal authorities that some of their members may have been present as well.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's no way to sugarcoat this forecast. We have a cold, miserable rain in the forecast for today and tonight. Our high temperature may struggle to reach 47, maybe. Tonight, the rain should end before midnight. It's cold, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, I think the clouds hang in much of the day. Still cold, with a high temperature up to about 52, and we're headed for freezing then tomorrow night. Hang on, we could be near 60 on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A death investigation is underway after the body of a missing woman was found this weekend in West Alabama. Dallas County investigators say the body of 64-year-old Betty Jo Mitchell was found in the river near County Road 74 Saturday. She was reported missing December 23rd. Montgomery Public School students have the option to return to in-person learning today. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore tells us just over 9,000 students across all 52 MPS schools will return to the classroom today. That's about one-third of the student body. And Autauga County schools will be going virtual for 2 weeks due to increasing COVID-19 cases. Virtual classes start today and will last through Friday, January 22nd. Wi-Fi-enabled buses will be parked throughout the county for students. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. A couple of things here. We're going to be doing two drawings this week. Weekly Farm Market gift basket. We do that on Friday. And the Mortgage Corporation's House gift card. We do that on Thursday. Anybody can get in. There's nobody, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think anybody's in so far. Let's go to the phones. Go to Red Top.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Red Top, how are you, my friend?
Oh, just cold and wet. So glad to be inside. And myself and the very nice lobbyist I'm working with. And by the way, I've asked him what's going on in the lobbying, because he does state and federal. He says everybody's just on hold, saying don't talk to anybody, don't say anything, just lay low till after the election, or after the inauguration. So there, everybody's on a state of chill right now, it looks like. So nobody gets documented or pressured or whatever from either side, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And yesterday on Face the Nation, John Dickerson's head was at full tilt. Did you notice that?
I did. I've got him. I was throwing stuff at the TV.
Yes, I'll tell you. Well, all I needed to see is his head at full tilt. In fact, it was tilting a little more. You know, that side of his brain really they need to reduce it or something, and maybe put some more on the other side. Because he ain't got no more sense than he's had before, no matter how he tilts his head. And Saturday, North Korea announces America is again public enemy number one. Did you see that, Dan?
I did not.
Yes, that was announced. It was on NPR. Because, you know, just some of the stuff on NPR is interesting, but the news came in on the news, buddy. We've been announced we're public enemy number one again with North Korea. I think now Donald Trump's going to leave town. Folks ain't going to be scared of the U.S. at all. I wouldn't be surprised if some skirmishes start up around the world. Has any of your military consultants had any reflections on what the differences might be, Dan?
I tell you one thing. I think that the wire will be tested, as they say.
Yeah, I do too. Very much so. Because I don't see Biden as being able to, just the whole crew is not really a very strong national security crew at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see Iran do something. I think you're going to see ISIS do something.
Yes.
I think Turkey may all of a sudden get off the reservation and do something pretty stupid.
Sure. And, you know, they will have the opportunity again. And it's going to be quite obvious how strong a diplomat that Donald Trump was and how effective he was and getting things done and people knowing that he meant business.
Palestine. Don't forget Palestine. They'll get frisky on us.
Oh, yeah. And the Abraham Accord, that is a treaty, correct?
It is. It's an agreement between Israel and another country that they'll have regular relationships and have flights and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see how the accords hold up. Hope so much that it does. And like I told Joey earlier, I'm concerned for all the folks on social media that went to the demonstrations and all that kind of, or the rallies and all. Because I think they're going to be checking everybody and making a list.
Checking it twice.
He's been naughty and nice. It feels good to be a libertarian, Joey. At least we always vote for the loser. At least we're when you said that this morning, Joey, that hit home.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, damn. Boy, do I feel at home now. Because I'm always vote for the loser. I don't think I should get involved in any more political campaigns, Dan. I might be a jinx.
Well, Tupperville won, so.
Yes. Dan, how you feeling today, sir?
Feeling good.
Okay, great. Let's keep it that way. God bless you. Roll Tide. Go Trump.
Ta-ta.
See you, fellas.
Thank you. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I need to describe somebody that I'm afraid might be Shelby's number one that he's grooming. I called Joey's show and I asked Jack if it's permissible to talk about another show that's on the same dial because Jack is kind of plugged in. Joey, what's that lady's name? She's got a tie to the BCA, and I said, that's not good news. Do you remember me calling and asking Jack?
Brett. Katie Brett, yeah.
Wow. What would your opinion be of that selection, Dan? Would that be good, bad, or?
I'm kind of ambivalent about that. I think that the BCA has its own set of baggage. I think that she does not have a lot of legislative experience, if any, that didn't go beyond Alabama, doesn't go beyond Alabama. She certainly is Shelby's choice, I understand. But
yes, sir. How much influence will he have over the governor? I would think a huge amount as far as him convincing Abby to select her, nominate her, pick her, whatever the political process term is.
Well, it depends on what color the ribbon is that he puts the, you know, $1 billion package on.
Wow, okay.
I mean, once you say I'm going to leave your your power diminishes instantly. And
okay.
But he certainly can do some stuff to help Alabama on the way out of the door and help the governor. Right. But the governor and BCA don't necessarily get along real well. They're having a little feud because BCA has not wanted to back the governor's prison package.
Okay, okay. Well, I think that's good. I wanted to tell you my opinion of the BCA and tell me if I'm close on target. Is they're conservative in name only, and they're more focused about the success of big, big business, and they don't care about Doug Hall's little bitty residential construction, LLC. Am I close on target or am I way off target?
You're right on target. You just blew them all up.
Okay.
They got my mother involved in BCA because she was a small business person. And her whole thing was BCA needs to be representing not Alabama Power only, but representing businesses. Because what's good for businesses is good for Alabama. And so they brought her on to do that. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, she gets nominated to be on the board of Alabama Power. And she was the first female on the board and the first female head of the board. And she liked it, but they didn't realize what they were getting with her. They were getting her opinion and wasn't necessarily what their opinions were. And she would tell Elmer Harris straight up what she thought. She didn't hold anything back, but they did not. BCA is not as oriented towards the Dan Marsh Show type businesses as they are more big fish.
Alpha, State Farm.
There you go. Alabama Power. Okay. BCA are at odds also.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay, real quick.
Sure.
I want to make sure I'm on target with this also. Am I close to being accurate if I were to tell you that they're one of the most influential statewide organizations that could have influence on a lot of conservative voters that aren't in the know like Dan Morris is?
You're talking about BCA?
Am I close?
You talking about BCA?
Yeah.
I tell you what the deal is. BCA doesn't have voter influence. They have financial influence. And from watching politics, hopefully you've learned that money doesn't always mean victory. And so I think when you take somebody that's in the BCA and you take the BCA money and you run that person, I think they become a little tainted. I think they're much better off by having a BCA member who is a business person that has wood that has a yellow sticker on it. I think you're much more influential when you do it that way.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, man. I just really, really enjoy picking your brain like this. It kind of gives me a 30,000-foot view of things, and I really enjoy doing that.
Well, I get a nosebleed at 30,000 feet.
Okay, Dan, I'm enjoying the show. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Thank you. Alan Dershowitz, free speech on the floor of the Senate. They're calling for Holly and Cruz and those people to resign because of what they said on the floor of the Senate. And the same thing with House members, too, Jim Jordan and others. These people, I'm telling you, this is it. Everything is built around what you're saying and what you're thinking. And what you're saying and what you're thinking is dangerous. It's dangerous. Let's listen to Alan.
Senators on the Democrat side are demanding Senator Cruz and Senator Hawley resign.
It's ridiculous because they are covered by the speech and debate clause. Nothing can happen to them based on what they said on the floor of the Senate. They too engaged in protected speech. Let us not let an incident, a terrible incident that occurred on Wednesday, destroy the Constitution of the United States. That is my goal, to protect the Constitution from overzealous advocates who want to weaponize it in the interest of temporary political gain.
Bingo. Donkey Lori, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey.
How are the donkeys doing?
He's doing good. He's a little soggy today. But
he is. Is he standing out with a raincoat and an umbrella?
Looks like Eeyore.
Oh, man.
It's funny, but no, they've got several places to get out of the rain, but sometimes they just like to go out and graze in it anyway. But, you know, Dan, I've kind of been new to all this, but it's a little freaky how fast the snowball is rolling and gathering momentum. When I usually don't try to call in because you get a lot of callers that call in. And I like listening to your clips, but I also know that you have a great caller base. So I just listen. But when I heard you express concern over your and Joey's job because of freedom of speech and particularly conservative voices out there, I mean, you wouldn't say that unless you really thought that. That's one thing I've picked up from listening to you, is that
how we're going now, and it seems to be where we're going, it is certainly within the realm of possibility that a law could be passed that basically would say, go back to the Equal Time Amendment and things like that.
So constitutional conservatives that have the freedom, like right now, to call in your conservative talk show, and even if a Democrat wants to call in or a liberal wants to call in, they get the platform to do that. Are we going to kind of be considered domestic terrorist beasts?
You are a domestic terrorist with a donkey. And I understand that donkey's got a shotgun, too.
He's well armed.
Let's, Donkey Laurie, I hate to ask, do you remember the Equal Time Amendment?
No, sir, I don't, and I didn't want to show my ignorance, but okay. I don't know what that is.
Okay, so you're young.
No, I'm not. But if you would explain it to me, I mean, I'll hang up and listen.
Stay on the line with me. Okay. Basically what happened is you could not just do one point of view on television or radio. You had to have that point of view and then the counter of that, which is where a show called Point Counterpoint started with CNN, that the liberal part of it, that guy and I would meet at a bar and we'd argue while drinking, which is always something fun to do. And I accused him of coming up with Crossfire from us talking at a bar. But that's what it used to be. And so what happened is they took that away. And talk radio, conservative talk radio, Rush Limbaugh in particular, just took off. And then the Democrats, the liberals, said, well, we're going to do one too. The problem is when they did theirs, nobody listened to them because they were espousing what they believed in, where people like Joey, myself, and Rush Limbaugh are really talking about what you guys believe in, but it also happens to be what we believe in too.
Right.
I remember it was painful. What was it, Air America? What was it called? It was painful to listen to Air America. As a talk show host, I felt sorry for them because they were saying stuff and it was crickets on the other end. They were begging people to call. And they would give money away to every third caller and nobody still would call.
Wow. Making that the way it has to be again would mean that you and Joey would have to give equal time to someone who believes the polar opposite of you?
Yeah, basically what they do, and this is a tactic of liberals, is what you do is your point isn't to really have equal time. Your point is to destroy a show. So it's very hard for me to keep my audience if my time is split 50-50 in what the things I talk about and something that somebody else talks about. The turnoff factor would be huge. And that's right. The object of the game is get a big turnoff factor and then you destroy them. Just like Parler being taken off the Amazon websites with 24-hour, the server sites with 24-hour notice. That destroyed Parler, and that was the object of the game, destroy Parler. So they're going to somehow come after talk radio because talk radio is way too much in their business.
So these channels that I just found out that I have on a smart TV that I didn't even know I had, like on the Pluto thing where like I have Blaze TV and Newsmax and American Voices and OAN and that's conservative, so they could shut them down too?
No, well, that's a little bit different. Is anything that's what's called narrowband or cable, you're fine with. This station is one with a Federal Communications Commission license that's granted them. And the FCC can say, here's what, for you to maintain your license, this is what you've got to do. And then management would have to make a decision. But, I mean, Rick Peters is a pretty strong, independent individual, without a doubt. And he likes to get, for Joey and I and Greg and people to get stuff out there. But they could change the licensing requirements for somebody.
Well, just so you know, and Joey knows, and Jack Campbell knows, that there are people, and I know I haven't been listening to you as long as a lot of your other callers, but I am loyal. I am loyal to Trump to the end, and I'm loyal to this radio show. And I feel like I am a more tuned in, a woke person than I've ever been in my life.
Did you say woke?
Woke! I'm talking Folgers, Maxwell House, in my cup. Woke. And it's not because it's things that I want to hear, because all of this that's going on right now is nothing that I want to hear. My husband's going, you need to take money out of the bank, and you need to stock up on water and fill up the truck with gas and get gas cans, fill them up with gas, and make sure the pantry, make sure we have plenty of dog food and dog food. You know, make sure we stick for the next 10 days.
So wait, the donkey sounds just like your husband.
You know, my donkey greets me when I come home. I get in the driveway and I start up the driveway real slow, and he comes running. And I'm like, I love you too, dude. I love you. But yeah, it's a lot of stuff that I'm hearing right now. It's not stuff I want to hear. It's very uncomfortable. It's very unnerving. You don't know what to believe. But I'm grateful, and that's why I'm loyal. And I will.
Well, one of the things that would happen, I believe, is that you would go to what's called narrowband radio, and that's where you're on the internet. And I think there would be hundreds of internet radio shows like Joey's, like mine, that would be out there. And the question, will people follow that? Will the thirst for information be so high that people will seek that out? I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm just saying that the way this thing is going and unfolding, the elimination of free speech and conservative speech is very apparent to young Dan Morris.
Well, when I'm in my home and I'm not in my car, I put on my iPad and I open up the app for 93.1 News Talk Radio and put on my giant party Bluetooth speaker so I can hear it all over the house. And then when I am at work and I'm in PetSmart taking care of the cats in PetSmart, I take in my phone and I hit the little app for News Talk and I listen to it there. So, I mean,
well, see, here's the problem is that what if they decide not to honor that app anymore and they close it down?
Like they did Parler?
Bingo.
Well, there would just have to be another way made, so we would be able to hear you.
Well, hopefully somebody's going to come up with a big server operation, but you got to remember these things. The one they're building in Huntsville is enormous, and that Amazon is building. But somebody would have to build something that would be very expensive that is going to be a place that you can guarantee that site will be available.
And Amazon would not be someone to trust, because didn't
Amazon help Parler? Amazon is the largest server application and provider in the United States, the single largest.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I did not know that. Wow.
And that's what happens. They sneak up on you. I mean, I had some stuff that was up on Amazon, and we moved it somewhere else.
Wow. Well, thank you for all y'all do. Thank you for your hard work. And you've got a very loyal following. Trump's got a loyal following. But I tell you what, us local folks, we
guys, you guys are priceless, and you have a loyal following. And Donkey Lori is one of them. Honored and blessed to be a part of the clan.
Thank you. Tell the donkey I said hi.
I will. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Oh, did we screw that work up, too? I'm screwing a lot of stuff up.
No, it's fine. I do it all day.
One of the first things I said when I was on the radio my very, very first time is I made an announcement about this music that I was playing, which was a classical music. I forgot to turn the mic off, and I said, I'm screwing up left and right. I said that over the air. My mother heard me. Thank goodness I didn't use another word. We're going to be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial residential roof specialist, C&G Roofing, with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, we have two cards that giveaways we're drawing for. Morris Corporation of the South gift card, fish out a gift card, Tweak Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 to do that drawing from 2:30 to 2:45 on Friday. Ah, yes. Mortgage Corporation of the South, that's a great place to call and go by and see. So Sweet Ashley won awards, and John Williams won awards. You know why? Because they're good. 567-9000, 567-9000. I can't wait to hear about the awards that they won. He said he's going to share that with us tomorrow. But I tell you, one thing is probably customer service. I think the other thing is problem solving. I think another one is that they just have great rates, and they just make it happen for you. Give me a call, 567-9000. I had someone that did one of these online deals, and the online company wanted them to send, and he did, $500 for getting the paperwork started as a paperwork management thing. Well, they went in and gave the $500, and then they gave him the rates, and the rates were way too high. So he wasted $500. They don't do that in Mortgage Corporation. So you just call them at 567-9000. Tell them what you're looking for. Tell them what you need. Is it VA? Is it FHA? Is it conventional? Are you self-employed? They can do all of those things. 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Randall, how say you, my friend?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, sir. I got this one question. Do you think that this is to make everybody jump toward Elon Musk? Like, will they buy into him because he'll be able to guarantee a secure internet site in the future? I mean, secure satellites, always make sure they're up and running. Just kind of to push you to look for something different and look toward him since he's flying the sky with satellites?
I don't think that they're trying to push it. I think they're trying to eliminate people. And I think the end result is, you know, one great thing about this country is free enterprise steps in. So when there's a void and somebody can make a profit on it, people seize the moment. And I think this will be a great moment to seize. You know, and Elon Musk is more than capable and is forward thinking in the way he is that he could do that. But I don't know if he is or not.
I mean, That's kind of what he's working on. I mean, he said the first 60 satellites went up 2 years ago in May of 2019. So I mean, every time he goes up, even though they're doing stuff for the government, he's you know, dropping a few more off here and there. I'd be scared even to venture to guess. I mean, I know it's up toward 800 mark by now, and it just seems like that he ain't gonna do all this, you know what I mean, and have competition, and they wouldn't be. I don't want to say the word.
Well, he does have competition, yeah. And everything I've read about him, he doesn't mind competition because he thinks competition, like I think, improves the product. And he has a contract with NASA for a certain number of missions. There's another company that also has contracts with NASA. And I think the person who's going to be able to do it the cheapest and the fastest and the bestest is going to get the most contracts.
Yes, sir. Bronson is the other one, but anyway, I didn't know because they keep this block from people seeing stuff and really didn't have to make people mad to let them know they take slam off that out of the way. It's like they're making you search for a different route. And all I was saying, I didn't know if you kind of felt that way because they didn't have to just cancel you; they could just block what you're seeing, just like that shooting that the flare up in the air. People ain't seeing it because they ain't letting you see it. You've seen it. But most folks call in like thinking it's a lie because they don't see it nowhere. You can Google it, but see, you know, in the future, Elon Musk will be able to, you know, to offer that he'll make sure your video stays up. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Well, Amazon's big selling pitch is that we're not going to take you down. Well, maybe they will, and maybe they did.
Yeah, yes, sir. So anyway, I know you. I'm so glad that you have seen the flare because people have been calling other folks liars just because they don't see it, and now you see how easy it is for them just to put an algorithm in there to pick up. It'd be easy to pick up a flare. Anything that's marked, you know, and y'all look at this flare, it just automatically blocks it. And they could have done that with everybody, and nobody even know it. You know what I mean? But they really pushed the button here. But anyway, Man, good talking to you, brother.
Take care. Don. Baron York? Baron York was pretty good this morning. Baron York on Dems' impeachment of Trump.
Let's bring in Byron York, chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner and a Fox News contributor. Byron, so as we look at the possibility of impeachment and where this goes, McConnell basically saying this isn't going to go anywhere. And he's got support from the former Clinton lawyer David Kendall on this, saying there's no time to impeach Trump, censure him instead. He says the framers of the Constitution rejected the parliamentary practice of imposing harsh penalties after legislative impeachment. Trump is mostly saved by the bell here, because even if the House quickly impeaches him, there's scant time for the Senate to convict him, even if it were so inclined. An impeachment without any hope of a conviction cheapens that solemn process. So is he, as Kendall says, saved by the bell here, Byron?
Well, you would think he would be. David Kendall was Bill Clinton's lawyer during the Clinton impeachment in 1998. And back then, a lot of Democrats were arguing that Bill Clinton should be censured instead of impeached. They said they would even vote for that if it came up. But Republicans were absolutely determined to impeach Bill Clinton. So that's what happened. Now it appears that Democrats are absolutely determined to impeach Donald Trump again. And the obvious weakness of it, which is the Senate doesn't even come into session till January 19th. There's a new president on January 20th. That obvious weakness they're trying to get around. If you listen to James Clyburn, the number three Democrat in the House, yesterday, he said perhaps they could impeach Donald Trump now and then give new President Joe Biden 100 days to enact his agenda and then send the impeachment to the Senate for a trial 3 months after Donald Trump is an ex-president. It's absolutely unprecedented in American history.
I don't see how they can do that, and you heard what Alan Dershowitz said. Coming back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment.
payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's no way to sugarcoat this forecast. We have a cold, miserable rain in the forecast for today and tonight. Our high temperature may struggle to reach 47, maybe. Tonight, the rain should end before midnight. It's cold, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, I think the clouds hang in much of the day. Still cold, with a high temperature up to about 52, and we're headed for freezing then tomorrow night. Hang on, we could be near 60 on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I know that it's time, and you're staying in.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ray. Ray, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Doing all right, thank you. And you know, earlier when you guys were talking about Biden versus Trump as far as military strength overseas and all this, I would say that under a Biden administration, you would not have MBS chopping up a journalist with impunity. You wouldn't have him falling in love with Kim for killing Otto Warmbier, and you wouldn't have inaction against Russia for bounty on troops. I think that'd be one of the differences between a Biden administration and a Trump administration.
Okay, let's take those apart here. So the bounty on troops, do you know that to be true?
Yes.
How do you know that to be true?
Because it was reported.
What? Wait. Because it was reported?
Well, the thing is, you pick and choose what you want.
No. What happened is...
Let me
answer the question. What happened is they reported it, and DOD said, no, that didn't, the generals would have done something about that, and that didn't come through. It wasn't a solid piece of intelligence. So that's what DOD said.
Generals couldn't do anything without Trump. Okay.
Oh, come on. See, there you go. You got to have a conspiracy to make your concept work versus just take the facts. So how about the Khashoggi killing? So do you think that would not have happened?
No, it would not have. It might have happened, but it would not have happened with impunity. Well, Trump didn't do anything about it, but try to pretend to deny it. When all of the intelligence...
So what would Biden have done? Because you do know that Biden is not known for being tough with other countries. You know that, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's no evidence... Because he wasn't. I mean, he didn't...
So you don't have any proof either.
Well, he didn't ever do anything. I mean, the toughest he got is you must fire the prosecutor in Ukraine. That's the toughest he got.
Biden wasn't president, remember?
That was part of his portfolio was Ukraine and China. He was never tough for China.
Well, Ukraine was, that's another story with Trump correcting the, trying to corrupt the Ukraine president.
You know, the problem is, he was asking about Hunter Biden, and Hunter Biden, and you know, and it's coming out to be true when you look at the laptop. Yes, when you look at the laptop, and you look at the information that's on the laptop.
Dan, you know, that's the thing. You know, you've said so many things on the air about, like, for example, Lindsey Graham's investigation. That's going to come. That's going to be a game changer. Nothing came up from that. Bill Barr was supposed to come up with this last minute October surprise. Nothing came up from that.
Wait, stop. I said, what about an October surprise?
Remember that Bill Barr's October surprise that he was coming out with?
I didn't with say Bill Barr October
surprise. That investigation that Barr had with that attorney with the handle.
I did not say that there was a Bill Barr October surprise.
I heard you saying there was an October surprise for me.
You heard me say what?
On air, there was an October surprise coming. I was waiting for it, and nothing
happened. Joey, did I say October surprise?
Not that, to my knowledge, no.
I didn't say October surprise.
We followed the Barr-Durham investigation for a while, wondering what the timing of it would be, and now Durham is a special counsel.
And there was nothing to this
investigation. It's still ongoing. He's an ongoing special counsel, like Mueller was.
He hadn't reported.
And on MBS, Ray, do you think that Biden will continue the war started at the end of the Obama administration, carried on through the Trump administration? Let's be bipartisan for a second. The war in Yemen. Do you think the United States will continue to support Saudi Arabia, leading to, it is a vast humanitarian crisis there at this point?
Yes, I agree that there is that.
Do you think Biden will continue that support?
Probably.
Okay. Ray, always a pleasure. You have a great day. Got to go to a break. Final segment coming up.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Last segment of the Dan Morris Show. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. tea, dude. And if this is tea, who I think it is.
This is the tea you think it is.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Dan. How about you, man? How are you?
I am doing great. How have you been?
Man, I've been great. I just called. You know, I needed to hear from somebody who knows politics.
Yeah.
I need somebody to explain to me what happened on last Wednesday, because I'm looking at this stuff and I'm seeing all these. You know, I can't see any good in it, Dan. You know, I can't help but to think that if there had been a bunch of black people doing that, that they'd all be massacred in the street.
You think so?
I'm pretty certain that it would have been. Yeah, I'm pretty certain that would have been treated a whole differently. So, you know, I know you. I know you well. And I've never believed that we lived in two Americas up until this year. Mm-hmm. We live in two different countries. We live in one country, but we have two different Americas. And that's kind of disturbing.
It is kind of disturbing. I cite you a lot on, I've cited you over the years a lot on the show, mm-hmm. about the difference of how particularly a black man that's a certain age, how they see things compared to other ages because of your life experience.
Yes.
And you know, I can't hear you because your clothes were too loud for me.
What now?
Somebody can't be heard because of what they're wearing or doing type thing. They get too much in their appearances type thing. But, you know, T, I hope we get down to the bottom of what happened. I played for the audience the Trump speech in the part where he said, walk to the Capitol. He didn't say, like some people have said, that he said, you know, go in and do your will and let him have it. He didn't say that in his speech. It's being totally mischaracterized. And talking to people that were actually there, they felt that there were people that were in the audience, in the group, and they were the ones that were busting out the windows and doing that kind of stuff. Do I think Trump people got caught up into that and they went in? Absolutely. No doubt about it. I've seen crowds and seen how crowds have responded to things, and people get caught up in the moment. But And I said it when I was on the air and I was watching it. It just didn't, having been there and having seen things like that, it didn't look right. Something was wrong. But yeah. I'm in total agreement with you in two Americas. Absolute total agreement.
Well, man, I tell you, I just wanted to call, just hear your side. I used to listen to talk radio all the time, you and Rush Limbaugh. I don't listen that much anymore. But you know, whenever there's something political going on, I think about Dan Morris. So
I appreciate that. I appreciate your friendship over the years. We've known each other for a long time. Broke bread and drank adult beverages together.
Oh, yeah. We have done that. Hey, but look, you take care, man. And I just kind of wanted to holler at you, okay?
Thank you for the call. It really means a lot to me.
All right. Goodbye.
Take care, team. What a great guy. I need to get him in the studio. He would be a great in-studio guest.
You have mentioned him many times over the years. I think that's the first time I've heard his voice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
He's a great guy. Great guy. It's he's taught me a lot. He's taught me, like, hey, you know, I could go to T to get a different perspective of something, or something I was kind of missing. Sophia Brassi and people like that and T were people that can give me kind of a different look at something. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Everybody's so dispirited with Chase Morgan and Citibank and Pelosi doing all the junk they're doing, but I still can think about a ball game tonight. And
I know,
yes, sir. And I'd like to put in Alabama 45 and Ohio State 38.
Man, I tell you one thing, I think this is going to be a great game. It's
yes, sir.
You know, I think any team can get up to speed and get up enough to have a really good game, and I think Ohio's going to bring their game to the game.
Yes, sir. They look great in the last game. Dan, I was watching Fox when Trump was giving his speech, mm-hmm. and simultaneously toward the end, there wasn't a break in time, but before he finished, they were already invading the Capitol. So it wasn't like they took the mile walk down there. They were already invading the Capitol at that time.
Yeah, that's why I said earlier, I would love to see a time lapse of the Washington Monument camera where I've got Trump in a box and I've got the looking at the Capitol in one screen and Trump on the other, and kind of see what was going on, because the some of the Dems said that, well, they went up there because they didn't like the vote, the outcome of the vote. Well, they had not, when they were coming in, they had not finished the vote. There was no outcome.
Yes.
And so this is part of what the problem is. There's so much disinformation that's out there. And we know who the people that deal with disinformation are. They're the intelligence bureaus.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you, James. Got your score down. Let's go to Eric. Eric, you may be the last call of the day. I'm not sure.
I'll be real brief and really just ask the question. You can answer it tomorrow. And I'll be off in my terminology. If they invoke this fair and equal doctrine for the radio waves, could conservative agents file against the NBC, CBS's, ABC's?
No, and what they would do, most people don't realize this, NBC is a network that pushes out content. WSFA is the license holder that distributes that content. So what the nationals do is subject to what is happening on a local basis. Radio is a whole different ballgame. When you get a license, they could go in and change the radio and say, if you're doing X, Y, and Z, you must do it this way, or we're not going to give you a license. We're not going to renew your license.
Okay, then I'm still kind of trying to work my way through this, because then it would really, what you're saying is, the conservative groups would have to act against each local station.
No, what would happen is, I don't think the target would be TV, because TV is doing what they would want them to do. I think cable may be a little bit suspicious, but radio, we're wide open. We're regulated directly by the FCC. Each one of the stations in Blue Water has a separate license that has to be reapplied. If I remember my series three, I think it's reapplied every 3 or 5 years. And they can do a lot in the radio world, and the radio world gives them a lot of heartburn. Radio world gets the networks a lot of heartburn, and networks wouldn't mind shows like mine and others to go away. But with that, Eric, I've got to fly, buddy. I'm on a show.
Okay.
Joey?
Thank you.
Thank you. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Reb Udell the Great, he's next. Roll Tide!